This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Dahal and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi hold telephone talks. Prime Minister Dahal discusses collaboration with the to-be-formed Indian government to further deepen the Nepal-India relations. Parliamentarians draw attention to contemporary issues including preparedness for disaster and climate change impacts in today's meeting of House of Representatives. And Israeli strike on UN shelter in Gaza kills at least 27 people. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda telephoned his Indian counterpart, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, yesterday to extend best wishes for the successful accomplishment of the Lok Sabha elections. The Kathmandu-based Indian embassy said on the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal expressed his readiness to work in a partnership and collaboration with the to-be-formed Indian government to further deepen the India-Nepal relations. According to the Lok Sabha election results, the National Democratic Alliance has secured 293 seats, while Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party won 240 seats alone. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supply Damodar Bhandari has given instructions to improve the structure of food management. Minister Bhandari said government has to compete with the private sector to serve the people. That's why structural reforms should be made and the employees should work honestly. Even though Nepal Khadya Sansthan and National Trading Limited were merged, Minister Bhandari expressed his interest in solving the legal problem. Minister Bhandari also instructed the employees of the company to produce and market Nepali goods. The parliamentarians drew the attention of the government towards contemporary issues in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. These issues included reducing the damage caused by disasters such as flood, landslide and inundation, road upgradation and infrastructure development. Parliamentarians at a special time of the House requested parliamentary investigation regarding cooperative fraud. The committee emphasized that a fair investigation should be conducted regarding the same. The parliamentarians drew the government's attention to issues such as preparedness to deal with disasters as the effects of climate change are beginning to be seen in Nepal as well. The parliamentarians drew the attention of the government to complete construction of projects of national pride on time, prevent drug addiction and arrange health education and employment for people with disabilities. Chief of Madhes Province Sumitra Bhandari called for the formation of a new government yesterday. The province chief called for the formation of a new government after Chief Minister Saroj Kumar Yadav failed to secure a vote of confidence in the Madhes Province Assembly yesterday. Issuing a notice, Acting Secretary of the Office of Province Chief Shatrughan Yadav said a timeline has been given up to 10 a.m. on Friday, June 7, to present a claim for the Chief Minister as per Article 168(2) of the Constitution. The second meeting of the Nepal-Finland Bilateral Consultation Mechanism was held in Kathmandu yesterday. Chief of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, European American Division and Joint Secretary led by the Nepali delegation in the meeting, while Deputy Secretary of the State for International Development at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Finland, Pasi Helman, led the Finnish team. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, both the sides discussed the Nepal-Finland relations and bilateral cooperation and expressed satisfaction on the current status of the Nepal-Finland ties. Both the sides laid emphasis on exchanging high-level visits and enhancing partnerships. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has introduced the Monsoon Preparedness and Response Plan 2024. At a press conference held yesterday, the authority announced that the implementation of the plan would commence with the onset of the monsoon and continue until it ends. The 23rd Executive Committee meeting of the authority, presided over by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs, on the 3rd of June endorsed the plan. The authority has estimated that 181,000 people and over 400,000 households will be affected by monsoon-related activities this year. Meanwhile, the government has launched a toll-free number 1149 to facilitate the public in providing information regarding disaster emergencies. This service is operational round the clock. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Sudhabida Michani announced this initiative during a federal parliament meeting yesterday. A government team including police personnel has inspected the Urai border checkpoint with Tibet Autonomous Region of China. According to the Chief District Officer of Bajang, Bishwamitra Kuinkil, the Urai border checkpoint will be fully functional from coming June 30. Five people have already received permits to go across the border for business and trade. The transit point remained closed since the coronavirus pandemic. The governments of Nepal and China have agreed to gradually open all the 14 border crossings between the two countries. Two people have died in a road accident that took place in Mechinagar off Chapa last night. The accident reportedly took place when the scooter hit a stationary jeep on Mechinagar Municipality 12. According to District Police Office Chapa spokesperson, Deputy Superintendent of Police Krishna Kumar Chand, the deceased have been identified as the scooter rider Leela Prasad Dungel of Buddha Shanti 5 and pillion rider Chetan Rizal of Rongrula Municipality 5 of Ilam. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. An Israeli airstrike on a UN school packed with hundreds of displaced people in central Gaza has killed more than 20 people. The Israeli military said it carried out a strike on a UN school that housed a Hamas compound. According to BBC, an Israeli warplane fired two missiles at classrooms on the top floor of the school in Nuseirat refuge camp. The Hamas media office said at least 27 people were killed and accused Israel of committing a horrific massacre. World leaders have gathered in France to mark the Second World War's Allied invasion. Events are taking place in France and the UK to mark the 80th anniversary of the Allied invasion of France. The BBC reports US President Joe Biden and King Charles III are among world leaders attending an official ceremony on Omaha Beach. On 6 June 1944, tens of thousands of soldiers had landed on five beaches in Normandy, North France. The largest amphibious invasion in the history of warfare played a crucial role in the defeat of Nazi Germany. Commemorations are also taking place at the National Memorial Arboretum in Staffordshire for UK veterans unable to return to France. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that Moscow could arm countries with a view at attacking Western targets. Mr. Putin made the statement while criticizing the West's delivery of long-range missile and weapons to Ukraine. Several countries, including the United States, have given Ukraine the green light to strike targets inside Russia. Mr. Putin told foreign reporters that such action could lead to various serious problems. One out of every six people have symptoms when they stop taking antidepressants, fewer than previously thought, a review of previous studies suggests. The BBC reports researchers saying their findings will help inform doctors and patients without causing undue alarm. Now, a sports news. In a match played at the New York-based Nassau County Cricket last night, India defeated Ireland by 8 wickets. India chased down the target of 97 runs in 22.2 overs at the loss of 2 wickets. Captain Rohit Sharma was the top scorer for India with 52 runs. Nepal and United Arab Emirates, UAE, are playing the qualifiers match under the FIFA World Cup 2026 today. The match will be played at the Prince Mohammed bin Fa Stadium in Dammam, Saudi Arabia at 9:45 p.m. Nepali time. In the FIFA rankings, UAE has 67th position, while Nepal is at 178th rank. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province. Meanwhile, Kathmandu Valley will receive normal rainfall this afternoon. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi hold telephone talk. Prime Minister Dahal discusses collaboration with the to-be-formed Indian government to further deepen the Nepal-India relations. Parliamentarians draw attention to contemporary issues, including preparedness for disaster and climate change impacts in today's meeting of House of Representatives. An Israeli strike on UN shelter in Gaza kills at least 27 people. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.